Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at bollandbranch.com with code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tommy Tucker, 18 degrees in the Crescent City, 17 in Belchase, 10 in Houma, 14 degrees in Covington, 14 in Slidell. The message today, and again, I got to go back to reading the room, and Governor Landry is not a guy to, I don't think, nonchalantly close government offices or capriciously do that, but the government offices are closed through tomorrow, today and tomorrow. And that's because the highways, and we've talked to meteorologists about this before, the snow is not going to melt with the frozen temperatures. What has melted is going to freeze again tonight, or what does melt, unless it evaporates, is going to freeze again tonight, and that can lead to some very dangerous conditions. So what we're trying to do is prevent the unforced error and compounding problems that don't exist or making problems that exist. Entergy telling us last night that half of the power outages were caused by people driving around and running into power poles. So you're sitting there at home trying to do the right thing, and then some idiot's driving around when they don't have to, just to sightsee, and causes problems, and then you don't have any power, which can compound problems if you're trying to stay warm. And that brings us to Charlie Hudson, East Bend Consolidated Fire Chief for Jefferson Parish, to talk about what the parish is doing in the aftermath of this historic winter event. Good morning, Charlie. How you doing?
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm all right, Chief. The message I'm trying to get out is prevent the mistake. Don't make it worse because of doing something dumb. And I guess that's the message from Jefferson Parish this morning.
Yes, sir. As we know, you mentioned the temperature is going to drop again tonight. We've had a couple unfortunate incidents of people using portable heaters causing fires in the home. Luckily, it was minor. It was caught early. It wasn't during the sleeping hours, so we was able to get the fire under control quickly, and no one was injured. But those portable heating devices are something that needs to have its attention to. I got to have a 3-foot clearance around those devices, and also plug those things into the initial power source. Do not use the extension cords. Some of the extension cords we grab around the house are not for that type of device, and you overpower it, and that could cause a fire.
Not to get too technical here, but it's about the amperage that the heater draws. It uses more amperage as it relates to the electricity to heat the element, to heat your house, and that's why it goes to resistance, and maybe I'm getting a little too technical here, but with the extension cord, you have to have a heavy extension cord if you're going to do that. They're very expensive, and few people have those. So bottom line, don't use the extension cord. Right, Chief?
Yes, sir, and make sure we have that 3-foot clearance around that portable heater. Also, many homes have fireplaces. Have they been cleaned and inspected? Make sure the flue is open. We want the exhaust fumes to be able to get out of the house. If not, it's going to put a problem in the house with gases being released in their home. And if you don't have a carbon monoxide detector handy, you don't know that those gases are filling up in your home.
What about that? I'm sorry.
That is another issue. Yes,
One good thing is that the power outages so far have been to a minimum. And I guess that means maybe less people using generators. What are you seeing?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That has been good. We've been monitoring throughout since Monday afternoon, and it looks like the power issues have been pretty good in Jefferson Parish.
Let me take a break. We'll pick it up. We come back talking to Charlie Hudson, East Bank Consolidated Fire Chief for Jefferson Parish. Again, the message for today is, like it or not, you got to stay put. The public officials, I think, have done an outstanding job. The Weather Service did an outstanding job. You want to blame somebody? Blame Mother Nature, because there's nothing you can do when it's 19 degrees and you're waiting for snow to melt. And when it does melt, starting around noon when the temperature gets above freezing, it's only going to stay above freezing for about 5 hours. Then it goes down to below freezing again, way below freezing, another hard freeze. And that's where you have the chance for black ice. So you're not going anywhere today. Chances are not tomorrow. And that's why I started by talking about Governor Landry not being one to capriciously close government offices. If he closed the government offices for Wednesday, today, and tomorrow, Thursday, read the room, and you can pretty well plan on not getting back to relative normal until Friday. 722 traffic now, WWL. Charlie Hudson with us, Chief Charlie Hudson, East Bank Consolidated Fire Chief for Jefferson Parish. Chief, what are you hearing from the public services, public works people about fire, water usage, water pressure as it relates to fighting fires and running water to avoid the freeze? What do you want people to do and not do?
Yes, sir. We made out pretty good overnight. Everybody who was trickling that water, it seemed to not affect us too much. And again, tonight, the same situation. Those slab houses and those raised houses, if they need to run some water to keep that line clear for the residents, just got to be a pin drop, like a thin noodle, spaghetti noodle. And the furthest away from your water meter, that'll keep that water service going for you. But also it will try to save some of the water system for the firefighting efforts.
So what about washing clothes and those kind of things? Because that's a double-edged sword. If you wash clothes, then it keeps the water moving, but then maybe it uses too much. What is the parish advising people to do with washing clothes or washing dishes?
If we can avoid that, let's try to avoid that for the next couple of days. I mean, we're on day two here now. We think we're going to need a third day tomorrow to get out of this before Friday. And if we can avoid it, put it off to maybe Friday or Saturday this weekend, we'll have some time, we'll be back at home. Let's try to do that, because that's going to help the parish, it's going to help our community.
Chief, thank you so much for your time and your efforts. I'll tell you what, you know, you use the word trinkle, which is, for people that don't know, a real word. And I think that's the word y'all should use when it comes to what you're supposed to do with the water, because that describes it perfectly. The size of the lead in a pencil, not a pencil. Accurate?
Yes, sir.
I like it. Trinkle. Thank you, Chief. I appreciate it. I always try to learn something. That's Chief Charlie Hudson, East Bank Consolidated Fire Chief for Jefferson Parish. Again, the story for today is don't mess anything up. It's Mother Nature doing her thing. And what's the old commercial? Remember that? You can't fight Mother Nature. We'll take a break. Come back. Talk to Colin Arnold right now. News, weather, and more. WWL First News. Back in a...
So it's a new year, 2025. And you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's Breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Flash. All right, Tommy Tucker, 743, 17 till 8 on this frigid Wednesday morning, in case you lost track of the days, and the temperature is below freezing, way below freezing right now, and it's going to stay that way till about noon. Then it goes above freezing for a couple of hours, and some of the snow is going to melt. Unfortunately, then overnight it freezes again, because we're talking about lows tonight, again, of maybe 27, 28, which is a hard freeze, and that could lead to troubles with the roadway. Colin Arnold joins us now, Director of Homeland Security and Emergency Preparedness for the City of New Orleans, to give us an update. How you doing, Colin?
Hey, good morning, Tommy.
I was telling people earlier, you know, about reading the room, that the governor, I don't think, capriciously opens and closes state office buildings. He closed it today and tomorrow, the government offices. So I got to believe that it's going to be Friday morning until we're talking about kind of looking at anything normal.
Yeah, I mean, it's starting to look that way for us, too. We try to make that decision, you know, within a day or so, just in case. I mean, if something was to change and we'd be, you know, we want to get back open. But we'll be discussing now Thursday, today. I mean, we were planning on a half day Thursday, but with this amount of snow, considering kind of what was originally predicted and what actually has ended up falling, I think that you're not far off there. But we'll make official announcements about it. I believe the schools are already announcing, at least in Orleans, that they're going to be closed Thursday as well.
I know I mentioned we have the building where I'm sitting in the studio faces east, and I hear big chunks of snow falling off. I see it melting as the sun hits it, but we shouldn't infer too much from that, right?
No, the sun will make a big difference, even with lower temperatures. From my understanding, is that, you know, it can definitely start melting this even when the temperatures are lower. But the roads are a different story. I mean, that's going to continue to freeze and refreeze. I know that DOTD has resources, including plows from other states, that are making their way from west to east, kind of following the storm and hitting the interstates and the major state roads. And I spoke with my counterpart in Lake Charles yesterday, and they got this, you know, maybe 5 or 6 hours before us, and had a blizzard warning there as well, with high winds. And so everybody across South Louisiana from southwest to southeast is dealing kind of with the same thing right now. But I know that those resources are coming, and we have 14 snow plows that the city contracted that are just, I mean, they're hauling butt. They're all over the place. And we were even able to get out to the airport last night, and they were able to do the runways and the entryways to the airport. So hopefully that will clear up issues with them.
So what streets are you plowing right now, and what's the priority on those, Colin?
Priorities: elevated roadways and bridges, just because they tend to keep refreezing, and obviously the Crescent City Connection if not the, you know, most important artery between West and East Bank. And so to even just to keep that open for emergency vehicles right now is a priority. And then the roadways leading to University Medical Center, because of their level one trauma center status for the whole region, is important. And then where our attack plan is basically every critical kind of major artery street in New Orleans. So, you know, you can imagine from Canal, Claiborne, Broad, Carrollton, you know, Elysian Fields, the like. And they've been able to hit a bunch of those yesterday. And then they're going to continue doing that, and then they'll follow behind with SALT. And so that's just going to continue as long as we have them until, you know, we get out of this.
So are you guys doing a Crescent City Connection, or is that DOTD?
We've been assisting, quite frankly, and I anticipate that to continue until, you know, some more of those other resources come in. But we recognize the importance of the bridge, and we have a really good relationship with Scott Boyle from DOTD, and we're just doing everything we can to keep major critical infrastructure arteries like that open.
Do you have any idea when the Crescent City Connection could open again?
I have not checked in with him this morning as of yet. I don't think it's going to be today. You know, if I had to estimate, I would imagine sometime tomorrow we'll probably be able to get it like totally reopened.
Tell me what else is going on in the city.
We still have a couple of warming centers opened. One is at capacity at Rosenwald. We have Treme Center open that still has space and encouraging people to make their way there. If they're having issues, call 311, and we'll do what we can. But I have to be honest, at this point, it's very difficult for any vehicles to get around. And so we're utilizing EMS, and I know we discussed yesterday putting ambulances and sprint units out in geographic areas so they don't have to make huge trips back and forth, utilizing hospitals within the areas of those regions, whether it be on the West Bank, whether it be out in New Orleans East or in the main part of the city. And that's just what we're going to continue doing today. But I think our focus today is we have a lot of front-end loaders, Bobcats, and different things that the city has, and Sewage and Water Board, and we want to start utilizing them to get into kind of the snow fight. And then it was just brought to my attention, we've got all these construction sites as well that have some of this equipment, and we want to look at possibly having some of these construction sites start clearing streets around where they are and just helping us out with just trying to move snow out of the streets and try and clear up as much of this as possible within the next day and a half.
Give me a second. Let me take a break for traffic, and then we'll come back with Colin Arnold, Director of Homeland Security and Emergency Preparedness for the City of New Orleans. I think everybody's done a great job so far. Now it's up to us not to mess it up by causing any problems or any, as I call them, unforced errors, because we're trying to get out and about too quickly. Right now, traffic, WWL. All right, 7:52, 8 till 8, back with Colin Arnold, Director of Homeland Security. Colin, we're waiting to talk to Scott Boyle, so when he calls in, I'm going to go to him to get some information that we all can use. What do you want people of Orleans Parish to know as far as just spending today? Because here's what I struggle with. I know people maybe need stuff. I hesitate to say what's open because I don't want people driving around and causing problems. However, if businesses are open and they want to serve people, if people can walk there, I don't know how to achieve that balance. Help me out.
No, I mean, you're on the right track. I think it's difficult to ask people to not drive and to just stay put as much as they can. But we're still, I mean, this is kind of going to be the hangover after the everything that we saw yesterday, which was, I've seen just unprecedented, and you see people out enjoying it and kind of just mystified by what's going on. And I would agree. I mean, I had a chance to step outside and take a look too, and it's just, something that I'll never see again here in my lifetime. I don't think. And so, but now is going to be kind of the tough part, which is, the marathon, not a sprint kind of mentality, where this is going to go away, and it's going to go away really quickly towards the end of the week. But we're going to try and mechanically remove a lot of this so people can start getting back to normal. But the best advice now is to not drive. And if you absolutely have to, I heard, Courtney saying it's all surface streets and it's all backed up right now. And anything elevated right now is just completely out of the question. And some of the things we saw yesterday was people driving around barricades. And I'm going to say this, very limited. Now, most of the public did exactly what we asked, and I just ask that continues. But, there was people that, we could get to them, but their vehicles are still up there trying to, going around barricades to get up on the interstate for whatever reason. And they're not going to move until we get stuff plowed and we're able to even get a tow truck to those vehicles. And
thank
so,
you, Colin. I'm going to go to Scott Boyle now, the District Engineer and Administrator, Louisiana Department of Transportation and Development. Maybe you can tell us both some stuff. Hey, Scott, how are you?
I'm doing good, Tommy. Thank you for having me on.
Thanks for taking the time. Thanks for all of your efforts. Tell me, for people that want to know about the major arteries, I guess we'll start there and work down. Everybody wants to know when the Crescent City Connection is going to be open. Everybody wants to know when I-12 is going to be open. Everybody wants to know when stuff's going to be open. You're at the mercy of the weather. Tell me about plowing efforts, desalting, and how all of that factors into this.
We're bringing out the heavy equipment this morning. We lost almost all of our assets yesterday between 11 and 4 o'clock with just the proliferation of this storm that came through. We did our best, and you know, unfortunately, the weather was just too much. You know, we had pre-treated, we had worked hard, and, you know, it was just too much snow. Right now, we're gathering up heavy equipment. We're bringing in other resources from other areas, and we're going to start trying to just physically get the snow off the road and the bridges right now. We're working with the city of New Orleans. They got a contract for some snow plows. We're bringing in motor graders. We got front end loaders. We're focusing first on these bridges. The three bridges that I've been talking to you about over the last 3 days, we lost all of them, and we're gonna be focusing on the Crescent City Connection as well as the UEP Long Bridge to try and reclaim those assets today.
So the other elevated bridges in the area, for whatever reason, I'm thinking Woodland Highway Bridge, because I know that was closed. Chef Ventura, the high-rise is closed, yes?
Yes. Yeah, the interstate's closed from in this area from Twin Span to Spillway.
So
that's going to remain.
You start with the river crossings and then work out from there, Scott, is what you're looking at?
Yeah. Yes, sir. We're gonna do that. We're going to try and hit different routes. I got a crew from Arkansas that's been helping in the western part of the state. They're going to come down, and they're actually going to start working on the interstate. Our district crews are going to be working on those river crossings. So we're going to do a multi-faceted approach and try to just knock everything out. You know, Tommy, if we did nothing, everything would be melted by Sunday. We're trying to be proactive, and we want to get these roads and bridges open as soon as possible. So we're trying late Thursday, sometime on Friday, you know, depending on what the temperatures do. We kind of have a good feeling of what it's going to be, but we're definitely doing our best, and we're trying to get everything open as soon as possible.
Wait, so when you're talking about the major river crossings and interstates, you're talking about late Thursday, early Friday, best possible case?
We're trying to get the river crossings open today. We're trying to get those river crossings open today. We got crews on both UEP Long and Crescent City Connection right now. We're trying to remove all of the snow, and we're going to have an opportunity after lunch where the temperature is going to creep up above 32, somewhere in the 35, 36 range, and we're going to go in and throw that salt down so we can reclaim those bridges.
So after that happens, presuming there'll be no more precipitation, which there's not, then it should remain open overnight, and that you wouldn't have a problem after you put the salt down or whatever you got to put down in the brine?
Correct. Yeah, that's what we're anticipating. The caveat with that is that, yeah, those bridges will be passable, but everything around them will still have a lot of snow. So we need to ensure that connectivity, even if it's from Chapultepec to General de Gaulle. We need to have that connectivity for emergency service personnel, police, fire, ambulance, that they can get to and from the river. We're not doing this right now for residents and commuters. This is strictly for emergency operations until tomorrow, Friday. Then we're going to start opening up more things and being in a position where we can, you know, have greater continuity throughout the city with our roadways.
For a time frame where people can really drive around, realistic, you're talking tomorrow evening, accurate?
That would be the earliest. It could well go into Friday morning. So, you know, we're doing our best and pushing for late Thursday, but just to be conservative and with the amount of precipitation and snow we've gotten and ice, you know, it may well likely be closer to Friday.
Thank you, Scott. Appreciate your time. Know you're busy. We'll take a break. Come back. Tommy Tucker, WWL.